and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keep shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Ryan Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadingCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
CNN is airing four more town halls with Democrats Michael Bennett, Seth Moulton, Tim Ryan, and Eric Swalwell. When they heard that, everybody who canceled HBO after Game of Thrones was like, I'm sorry, HBO, take me back. Wait, I can't watch that.
Yeah, which gets to our whole we need to pick who we think is going to get out first pool.
Yeah, we have to have that draft tomorrow at the latest, so we'll organize it. The ESPN 3 will be covering it.
The Democrat presidential candidate death pool.
Exactly.
Who goes out first? Good stuff. The Pentagon has finally admitted that it investigates UFOs. It's the first time they've ever actually said this out loud.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, of course they do.
Yeah.
And they uttered words that have been avoided for decades, discussing the possible existence of UFOs, or what they call it, unidentified aerial phenomena.
Yes. Okay.
And admits
UAPs.
And admits that it still investigates reports on them. Well, I would hope you would.
Well, listen, you know, UFOs has come to mean spaceships from outer space. But it's something flying, and we're not sure whose it is or what it is. It might just be. I mean, if it was an airplane, we can't tell who's flying it. Is that a UFO? Or is that just an airplane? I don't know.
If I throw something at you and you just don't quite see it.
Right.
What was that?
Ow! Ow, God!
What was that?
I don't know. It's unidentified.
You don't know.
Clearly flying.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I would hope they do. If the Pentagon came out and said, no, we just ignore them. I mean, 1,000 people see it, and it's some super advanced tool of war and or exploration, but it's up in the sky, so no, we don't even look at it. I mean, that's the friggin' alternative.
I have a picture. I've got a video. Not interested.
Nah.
Won't even take a look at it.
Is it a gun or a tank? No, it was up in the air. It stopped. It hovered. Then it shot off at hyperspeed. You're boring me. That's the Pentagon. What?
The guy from Jeopardy won his 24th game in a row and set yet another record. So if you're following that, he is still doing that thing. A sporting news that I hate, NFL owners considering refining pass interference reviews, which will lead to more reviewing of pass plays.
Yes, but more accuracy because of the sanctity of the game.
That's what you want.
History will judge us.
So even more stopping the game, especially right. In the last 2 minutes to review pretty much any pass that's ever thrown will get reviewed for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They're trying to eliminate Hail Marys from that. But they're having trouble coming up with a definition of a Hail Mary. But if you start reviewing, okay, so they threw it. So the game's over. You think you won. You think you're going to the Super Bowl. But we're going to review for 10 minutes whether or not there was interference on the 10 guys jumping up in the air for that ball.
So will they have to enact a rule that any ball that leaves the quarterback's hand at more than a 30-degree launch angle will be considered a Hail
Something
Mary?
Like that. That's why they're having trouble nailing it down.
Right, and they'll have a protractor there, and the ref's holding it up to the screen and everything. Oh, that'll be just dandy.
She'd have to review every game-ending play, which would mean the game is not over yet. So the crowd's kind of excited. I think we won, but we got to wait.
Game-ending plays?
Well, that's usually when the Hail Mary happens.
Oh,
so you'd have to review that.
To even know if you could review it, right?
To decide whether or not there's pass interference.
But they're going to exempt Hail Marys.
If they can come up with rules for that.
Oh,
but they're having
boy.
Trouble doing that.
Oh,
that's what
boy.
I'm saying is no game would end when it's supposed to end.
Right. Unless, you know, a blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
It's terrible.
That's rough.
I want to go back to just eyeballs. Human beings who make mistakes every now and then, just keep things going.
Right.
NBA, baseball, football, all of it. But I'm in the minority, I realize.
Well, back in the days before there were reviews and all, you would bitch and moan, but you just had to accept it. And so your B&M-ing would have limits because there's just no point.
And how many people died? I mean, everything was fine.
What about the sanctity of the game? I would just want to touch on this again. The pretty governor of Corruptifornia is...
Who I still think is considering running for president, Gavin Newsom.
He's lurking. He's waiting in the wings, as they say. But he's fighting he's suing the federal government because they're yanking nearly $1 billion of federal money for the idiotic, will never exist, wild waste of money that is the high speed rail, which is now a regular speed rail between two smallish cities in the middle of California.
All of you.
It's become, well, it's always been, but it's become a terrible joke.
All of you across the country, Republican or Democrat, should be happy about this. You don't want to spend your tax money on a phony high-speed rail project in California, because it's
right.
Phony.
Right. But so California is now suing the Trump administration for yanking that funding because they lived up to none of the parameters that the federal law said you have to. They've just violated the agreement over and over again. There's just, it's indefensible, but I like this. The state also plans to file a temporary restraining order or request to ask a judge to block the federal government from using the high-speed rail money for other purposes. The feds say California hadn't kept its end of the agreement and has failed to make reasonable progress on the project.
Those are both very true.
It also said California abandoned the plan to build a high-speed rail from San Francisco to Los Angeles. And so what Gruesome Newsom is claiming is he has not wavered from the ultimate goal to connect to two major cities. Although he generated widespread confusion during his February State of the State speech when he announced there simply isn't a path for the full project. But now he says he hasn't wavered from it.
Because you have to pretend the original intent is still there to get the money, right? The federal money.
Right. The price tag, the complete line is now estimated at $77 billion or more. It's easily $100, maybe $200 billion. Instead, Newsom said he would focus on the short-term one, short-term plan of connecting Merced and Bakersfield, California. Gavin, it's a ridiculous waste of money, would be my counterargument. For the state fiscal situation, it's a ridiculous waste of money. For federal taxpayers, it's a ridiculous waste of money. For the restraining order, that's a ridiculous waste of money. Every single aspect of this is indefensible, and yet it will not die. It is a vampire. It is like one of the superbugs that, defy antibiotics. It is unkillable. But the unions are all tied up in it, the State Building and Construction Trades Council and all sorts of, well, the unions. It's just ridiculous. Beware these giant pie-in-the-sky projects, my friends, because they are impossible to kill. Oh, a superbug note I heard of great interest. They are running into more and more bugs now that resist every known antibiotic.
That's so scary.
And particularly, the example they used is paralyzed veterans who have frequent bladder infections. Which is just awful. Paralyzed people in general. But the latest thing is they're trying, using CRISPR, that gene editing technology, they get viruses. And they edit the virus's genes so they'll go after a particular sort of bacteria. And then a virus then destroys the DNA of your cells, for instance.
Then you bring in Bengal tigers to get rid of the monkeys.
Right. Yeah. I'm slightly concerned about that, but... If it ain't that, it's got to be something. Because as we've discussed on the show and has been written about in the New York Times and other places, there are places on Earth, in particular Africa, where they have millions of people doing things that are akin to a global experiment in breeding superbugs. They do everything exactly wrong. And you got your over-the-counter antibiotics, you take it for a couple days till you feel better, you've trained the bacteria how to get around that antibiotic and made them even stronger, and there are other practices they're doing. So it's one of those things, like you always say, if something can't go on forever, it will end. Is it conceivable we come up with some wild new antibiotics that, we hadn't thought to, whatever. use monkey squeezins. So you can't mention the humble monkey or whatever. Oh, it turns out pear peels are actually right, a super powerful blah, blah, blah.
I hope they figure that out.
Yeah, maybe. Or it's got to be something advanced and scary. Or the herd has gotten too big and we will die back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
By the way,
Armstrong and Getty.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PUSH to 79645. That's PUSH to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PUSH to 79645. That's PUSH to 79645.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/free and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Food inspector, and this is true, scamming them into giving him free food every day for a year. The most shocking part of this story is that this guy ate KFC every day for a year and lived to tell the tale.
Why didn't I think of that? I'm a food inspector. Need you to give me some of them biscuits and a three-piece with wings, please.
I remember when you used to have that federal breast inspector hat you wore all the time.
Never worked. Never fooled anybody.
You know, I don't even. Beverly Hills just enacted the most stringent tobacco ban in the country. And I want to give you the details on this story at some point, but there was one exception, and that is the cigar lounges favored by the rich and famous. They exempted them. Including Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who wrote a very, very persuasive and heartfelt note saying essentially, that's fine, ban what you want, but not stuff I like or my rich friends. And so Beverly Hills went along with it.
Yeah.
You can't sell, you can't use, you can't do anything. Oh, except for the cigar bars where the rich guys hang out. All right.
Yes.
Such is the history of the world.
Yep.
I got to hit you with this kind of breaking news.
I'd like to kick Arnold right in the back for that. Stop it.
I know I'm stealing some of Marshall's news, but so Nancy Pelosi has a meeting this morning with the House Democrats. Some of them are screaming that we need to impeach. She apparently talked him down from the cliff. Then Trump says something about it. So Marshall's got that in his news. But I wanted to give you the New York Times the way they handled it. And I don't know what if this is true and what is not. Their language is so loaded. The headline is, Trump blows up after meeting with Pelosi and Schumer. Okay? Let me read this sentence, and every word I could pick apart. I don't know if it's true or not. President Trump abruptly blew up a scheduled meeting with Democratic congressional leaders. By blew up meeting, do you mean he canceled the meeting?
Postponed it?
Lashing out at Speaker Nancy Pelosi. By lashing out, do you mean saying something that was, you know, against what she wanted? He then marched out into the Rose Garden. By marched, do you mean walked?
Right.
Yeah, see, just all this stuff. I don't know. He delivered a statement bristling with anger. Or, you know, it was strongly worded on his side. I don't know.
Right.
So all this stuff blew up a meeting, marched out.
How about abruptly blew up the meeting as opposed to gradually? What does that mean?
Or did he cancel the meeting and walk out? If I watched it, what I said, he canceled the meeting, walked out. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah,
we're
going to have to move that to tomorrow, maybe late morning, and then he walks outside for some fresh air. Or he they had to physically restrain him from pulling a gun and running over to the Capitol. You wouldn't know from just the hyperbole. You know, I have a philosophical question, but it would kill the rest of the segment. So
if it's good, it's good.
Nah, I don't know.
Philosophical. Why are we here? Is it that one?
I don't know. No.
Why are we here?
To be or not to be.
Why do bad things happen to good people? That's good.
That's what I'm counting on. Good things happening to bad people. That's my whole life plan. Anyway, we can worry about it tomorrow.
So this is kind of interesting. This is from a Harvard political scientist studying protests around the world and finding that nonviolent protests work better than violent protests more often. And you really only need about 3.5% of the population actively participating in something to ensure serious political change. About 3.5%. That's her conclusion after studying this sort of stuff.
What's 1% of the American population? 300,000 people?
Roughly, I suppose.
Or is it 30,000? I'm bad at math.
Or is it 3 people?
I think it's 3. 3% is 3 people. We have 100 people in the country.
Research by this political scientist out of Harvard confirms that civil disobedience is not only the moral choice in protest as opposed to violent, but it's the most powerful way of shaping world politics by a long way. Looking at hundreds of campaigns over the last century, she found that nonviolent campaigns are twice as likely to achieve their goals as violent campaigns. And although the exact dynamics will depend on many factors, she has shown it takes around 3.5% of the population actively participating in the protest to ensure serious political change.
Okay.
Which I find heartening in that you only got to get roughly 3.5% of your town or whatever to go along with you to march for something, to start calling and writing letters or whatever to try to get something to happen. I find that interesting. I would have thought I need a lot more. They went over 323 violent and nonviolent campaigns over the last 100 years. Overall, nonviolent campaigns were twice as likely to succeed. They led to political change 53% of the time compared to 26% for the violent protests. She's a Harvard researcher. I would hope that she addressed this issue. My question would be is, do you tend to have violent campaigns in countries where you know that's the only way it would possibly work?
Wow,
and that's the sort of country where they're not going to work as often because they're willing to kill you in the streets. You know, that they kind of go hand in hand.
Right, yeah, entirely possible. So it'd be 11 million people in change in the United States? Which, obviously, I mean, if your cause is, I don't know, beaver voting rights or something, and you're starting from scratch, that's pretty intimidating.
Beaver voting rights.
Well, they're an industrious beast and to be admired.
I was thinking about more like my own town where I want to deal with the homeless situation, and I think there's just no way I can get enough people involved. Well, 3.5%, you might be able to come up with that.
Right. Look at me thinking nationally. I'm always decrying that. I'm a hypocrite. A hypocrite, I say. Yeah, think about your town. Think about your county, your city, your state.
Overall,
and
nonviolent.
From there, the groundswell grows.
The 25 largest campaigns of the last.
Beavers will vote. Sorry, where were you?
Are they pro logging or anti? Seems like they'd be pro, but it's kind of.
Yeah, but with strict limits. You got to harvest logs with your teeth. That's their cause.
Anyway, so the whole point of this, long and short, is you know, you get together with some of your friends, maybe you can actually get something to happen.
That is encouraging.
Once around 3.5% of a population has begun to participate actively, success appears to be inevitable, based on the studies here.
Wow.
There weren't any campaigns in the last 100 years. There weren't any campaigns that failed after they achieved 3.5% participation during a peak event.
You know, I would be fascinated to discuss with her, though, the whole totalitarian regime thing. Because success might be a long, bloody process.
Right. On the other hand, we don't live in a totalitarian regime, so it's something for in the United States,
right,
we
sure.
could affect change with 3.5%.
Oh, I see a tweet involving my favorite minor league ball club, the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Speaking of small beasts, I love that name. I really should just buy a T-shirt.
Should they be able to vote?
Sod Poodles? They're an inferior beast. They're no beaver.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, Trump firing back after Pelosi's attack on him. We've got the North Koreans lobbing colossal, amazing insults at Joe Biden.
That's so disappointing. Relations had warmed.
And you want to go to Mars? Well, NASA's got a deal for you. Coming up.
Yes, we'll see if Trump did blow up the meeting, then march out, and bristling language and all that sort
right.
of stuff.
Right.
As the New York Times told us.
Right.
We'll have that in the news next on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, Sue, remember that guy I used to date, Tom?
Oh, yeah, the successful stockbroker. Nice guy. Smart, cute. He seemed like the whole package.
Yeah, well, not quite the whole package. When it came time to perform in the bedroom, he was a dud, not exactly lighting up the scoreboard.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Our life in the bedroom wasn't that good, so I dumped him.
Hey guys, don't be that guy. You need to be the Noxitril guy. Noxitril is the natural male enhancement pill that works to increase blood flow fast. Noxitril is so strong and powerful, it's like Viagra on steroids. Unlock your bedroom confidence and be the Noxitril guy. Call now and take advantage of our free bottle offer. Ship discreetly to your door. Perform on demand with Noxitril. Don't be a dud. Perform like a stud with Noxitril.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last.
Call 1-800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org. for the Diabetes Prevention Program information, or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh. Better get Mako.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
On the internet, Joe. So an old woman died.
Sorry to hear that.
Part of her deal was she wanted her pet to go with her, so her
Oh, wait a minute!
So her perfectly healthy dog, they put the dog down to be buried with the old lady, and some people are highly bothered by that.
I'm somewhat bothered by it.
Well, the dog was going to end up in a shelter. The shelter thinks it would have got adopted out, but would the dog like, you know, I don't know.
You gotta be a crazy old gal to want that, unless she feared the dog would have a bad end. I mean, that might be motivation for that plan.
She probably just didn't think Fluffy could live without her.
Fluffy can.
But so can a lot of other dogs. So what difference does it make whether you put down Fluffy or a different dog?
So can my ex-girlfriend, apparently.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Turned well, sad there.
Yeah, turned it really dark.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
It's interesting. Let's get the news now, Marshall.
Hey, you know what I want when I'm done? I want Baxter in here with me. What do you mean, like before we bury you? No, when you bury me.
Well, you want what now?
I want
Come
you to
on.
Kill all my pets and bury them with me.
What
when
the
you say
what?
It like that, it sounds awful.
You guess.
News now with Marshall Phillips.
Well, President Trump is unhappy about the attacks on him from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Trump was set to meet with congressional Democratic leaders for a follow-up meeting on infrastructure, and according to Dick Durbin, the Dems waited for Trump for about 15 minutes. When he arrived, Trump talked for 3, Pelosi for 2, and then Trump canceled the meeting and left. Went out to the Rose Garden to tell reporters he was surprised to hear Pelosi held a meeting about impeaching him with the Dems earlier today.
Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk into... Look at people that had just said I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
He again called the Russian investigation a hoax.
After 2 years and $40 million or $35 million, it'll end up being a lot more than that. No collusion, no obstruction, no nothing.
Trump, warning.
I'll tell you, there's a danger here. If someday a Democrat becomes... president, and you have a Republican House, they can impeach him for any reason, or her. Any reason. We can't allow that to happen. We can't allow it to happen.
President going on to say the phony investigations into his campaign have got to end before he will take part in any infrastructure deal. Went on to say he doubts the Dems actually want to make a deal on reinvigorating our highways, bridges, airports, and rail.
So it would be weird if you got, well, you're headed to a meeting and you got wind that, you know, the boss you're about to meet with has spent the whole morning talking about how they need to get rid of you.
Right.
It'd be weird
to watch. Yeah, evidently got really heated and Joe was just, he insisted you be canned. That's interesting. I'm going to see him in 10 minutes. So what about the Penske account, Joe? You know, who would do that? I understand you have to compartmentalize as a president, but that is a little nuts. Although, in her defense, which is rare out of my mouth, Nancy's on the don't do it
right
side.
North Korea has labeled Joe Biden a fool of low IQ.
Oh, that's hurtful.
And an imbecile bereft of elementary quality as a human being.
An imbecile bereft of...
elementary quality as a human being.
Wow. Those North Koreans, they're a little wordy in their insults, but at least, you know... it's eloquent.
You understand what they're talking about.
Right.
You understand what the, you know where you stand.
Yes. Right.
You don't like me.
Yeah. The North Koreans, blunt people.
A reaction from the North Koreans after Biden said during his speech that Kim Jong-un was a tyrant. The Korean Central News Agency accusing the former Veep of insulting the North Korean leadership when he gave a speech accusing President Trump of cozying up to dictators and tyrants like Kim and Russian President Putin. So the back and forth there continues. And we have a flu outbreak that has shut down the Border Patrol's largest processing center in South Texas. It was closed after a Guatemalan teen died during a flu outbreak. They've got a massive flu outbreak going on at this processing center. So they have now in McAllen, Texas, just closed down the whole processing center. The agency telling Fox News they had to do this to avoid the spread of illness. It's another sign U.S. facilities are being overwhelmed by the surge of immigrants trying to get into the country.
It's a manufactured crisis.
This is a manufactured crisis. With the country set to mark Memorial Day next week, there's a new Harris poll out, and it found that just a little over half of Americans, 55%, know what the holiday is all about. Honoring the fallen from all the nation's wars.
I get not understanding Labor Day, because I still don't, but you should understand Memorial Day. It's a pretty simple concept.
Yeah. And what percent was it, Marshall? Because I heard the number and didn't care, because I didn't know why I should pay attention.
55% know what the holiday is about.
So 45 don't, apparently.
How do half of people not know what Memorial Day is? And you just...
The idea of civics education is dead.
You shouldn't
vote. You're brought up to hate America in school.
You shouldn't vote. All the Memorial Days you've gone through in your life, you never thought, Memorial Day, what is that? And then somebody told you, or you Googled it or something, and then you were able to remember it, because you're not bereft of all human qualities.
Right.
God dang it, a lot of people are stupid. Stupid to vote.
NASA's inviting people to go to Mars. Well, sort of.
I'm on my way.
The space agency offering people a chance to have their names stenciled on chips that will be part of the Mars rover that will fly to the red planet next year.
Rip off. If I'm not on Mars, I'm not interested.
It's a little like naming a star after you.
Well, it's like having one of those bricks. You know, at the New Art Center or something like that. It's a little like that. My name's on Mars. Hooray!
People whose names are chosen will get a souvenir boarding pass and frequent flyer points.
The people whose names are chosen, so it's like a lottery?
Apparently so.
Oh.
And NASA will name a star after you and give you a certificate.
And record it in book form.
The Toronto Raptors are even with the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals.
So are you aware that Drake, the singer, as Joe would say, is a big Toronto fan? So he sits in the front row, and not only is he in the front row, the Toronto Raptors give him free reign. He just walks around the sidelines, up and down the sidelines like a coach, in front of players, touching them, high-fiving, massaging the coach's shoulders, out onto the court during timeouts.
Really? Drawing up plays in the huddle during timeouts. I mean, yeah, he's involved.
He just gets free reign to walk around wherever.
Because he has good songs? What's that about?
Toronto native. He's essentially like Toronto's only...
Lots of people are Toronto natives.
Well, he's not several with as many of them have good songs. He's a little like Jack Nicholson used to be for the Lakers, although Nicholson stayed in his seat.
Yes.
But Drake is a super fan. I mean, he constantly is, heckling and cheering and all that sort of stuff.
Huh.
Greek Freak missed some free throws last night late in the game. That's the Milwaukee player. And Drake was on the sideline dancing around, running in front of the players, high-fiving and stuff.
Wow. So the dinosaurs pull even with the deer, huh?
Yes, yes.
Okay, interesting.
There you go.
Have the deer got home court there?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
At your news, I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
That's short for home court advantage for the non-sports fans. They play more games in Milwaukee than in Toronto.
It's quite a battle to see who goes gets embarrassed by the Golden State Warriors.
That's a little belligerent.
The prize is,
be careful there, huh? You got to play the games.
Now I'm kind of hoping Toronto wins just so Drake will get the national stage running around
the
court.
Fame?
I just think it'd be entertaining.
It's kind of cute. Has Milwaukee got somebody? Does the same thing?
A good earnest Midwesterner.
Yeah. They ought to have like a full-size buck, 10-point buck running around the stadium. Sometimes it just watches. Sometimes it gores people. Sometimes it eats their popcorn.
We cannot have a foreign team winning our NBA championships. That's our sport. We invented in the United States of America. We can't have foreigners winning.
Well, fair enough.
That's just a very strong stance.
Stop them at the border. Again, build a wall, make Saskatchewan pay for it.
A tariff. That's
Saskatchewan. That's Saskatchewan. What? My aunt is from Saskatchewan.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 866-844-7344 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 866-844-7344. That's 866-844-7344.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/free and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Join us Thursday, June 6th for Dine and Donate in Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now all you have to do is go in and have dinner in Elements on June 6th, and 10% of all food proceeds will go to Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part. June 6th, it's Dine and Donate at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
ambassador from China on Fox yesterday with Bret Baier. That was something.
I did see that. Yeah, that was amazing.
That guy was just willing to openly answer questions. Everybody knew he was lying. I mean, everybody knows that's not the truth.
Sure.
It reminded me of the old Soviet Union days. Just say stuff that everybody knows not true, but you're just going to stick to it.
There is no radiation leak at Chernobyl. None. But, sir, it's been reported by every European country, the Geiger counter readings, there is no radiation at Chernobyl. It was that sort of thing. It's quite amazing.
We're not detaining any Muslims.
No, it's a job re-education camp. The gates are open. They can leave anytime they want.
Something.
Yeah.
Frightening.
Yeah, well, that's the way they roll. So this is the way Beverly Hills rolls.
And Huawei is just a regular phone company.
Right.
Which I thought, okay, sure.
And
okay.
Bret Baier's question, which probably would have been worth grabbing for you, but he said, so it's been reported that Huawei has been financed by the Chinese intelligence services, the Chinese military, the blah, 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 and yet they maintain they're just a regular phone company. How do you square those two things? And he said, no, they're a regular phone company. Well, you didn't do much squaring there, Mr. Ambassador.
Yeah.
But that's the way they roll. And this is how Beverly Hills rolls. Beverly Hills!
Gimme, gimme!
They have banned all nicotine products. The sale of tobacco and nicotine products, except those the FDA has approved to help smokers quit. The list of banned items includes cigarettes, cigars, cigarillo. Is that just like slim cigars?
Kind of, yeah.
Pipe.
Is a Swisher sweet as cigarillo?
I don't know.
It's a janky cigar, I'll tell you that.
If I had one more son, I'd have named him Cigarillo.
People buying Swisher sweets generally aren't smoking them cigars with them.
It's Cigarillo. He's Italian.
What do people buy Swisher sweets for?
You empty out the tobacco that's in them, then you use the wrapping for...
For what?
For marijuana.
You do? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a blunt,
brah.
I actually...
Joe knows.
I did not know that.
Hey, don't you look at me like that. I've read it in Drug Offender Monthly. I get it delivered to my home.
To keep up with what your college kids are doing.
Keep up on the junkies. Like yourself.
Actually, I was on a Swisher sweet thing for a while, like as a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Very sad.
So was everybody.
Very sad.
Anyway, where were we?
I think I had a pierced ear and a perm at the time.
Cigarettes, cigars.
That's efficient.
and a Swisher sweet hanging from your lips. Wow.
Why didn't I get more chicks?
Weren't you the king of the prom? Cigarettes, cigars, cigarillo, pipe tobacco, snuff. Who's doing snuff? Is it 1840? Chewing tobacco.
A lot of cowboys in that neck of the woods?
Right, and smokeless tobacco and any electronic cigarette, city documents said.
What's the banning smokeless tobacco? I know it kills the individual. You can't make any second-hand argument with that.
No, it's just nanny statism. And I don't think you ought to use tobacco. I don't use it, and I suggest you don't either, but it's none of my business. But this is so hilarious. So they've enacted this total ban except for rich guy cigar bars. Entreaties have poured in from top executives at real estate offices, security firms, talent agencies, and even former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. All of them acolytes of the Grand Havana Room on North Cannon Drive, a club so exclusive its members need a special key to get in.
Yes, the Grand Havana Room, which I have been a member of since its inception, provides a treasured home away from home.
Wrote Schwarzenegger.
You idiot!
A treasured home away from home. That's hilarious.
You want some horse crap? Maybe you're fertilizing your garden. Here's some for you. It is unthinkable that the city might adopt a policy that would intentionally or unintentionally cause the closure of this character-defining institution.
Yeah, I don't like that, similar to probation on alcohol. It's the rich and powerful and connected. They're going to find a way around it. But I fully understand their argument. Look, I live here. I live in a $5 million house. I pay you guys $1 million a year in taxes. I'm going to smoke an effing cigar if I want to smoke an effing cigar.
Right.
And you're not going to tell me I can't. I'm on their side on that.
But Schwarzenegger made it clear, I suppose, the ban. I am right there with you. Ha, ha, ha.
He wrote.
Okay, now you're...
I agree with your battle to protect people from the dangers of tobacco smoke and all those sorts of
things.
And
now I'm confused. So he supports the ban.
Yes, but not for him.
Wow, that is really over the top.
Exactly!
That is really over the top.
Right. I trust that the city will recognize the voice is starting to hurt my throat. I trust that the city will recognize the fundamental difference between clubs like the Grand Havana Room and a gas station
and
selling nicotine pods for e-cigarettes, he wrote.
And those sorts of things.
Right, right.
And things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah. And whatnot.
And whatnot. And things of that nature.
And whatnot.
Let's see. Many wrote that rubbing elbows at the elite club was essential to their high-powered businesses.
I got to smoke one cigar with Arnold at something we were at. I remember out in the, like, a bar area at the big hotel.
Yeah, I had to get home to my kids. You hung out.
And
I was jealous.
And we got to smoke a cigar with Arnold, which was a thing. Man, he's very happy with his own act. Very. And, you know, why not be? He's been the king of the world in so many different ways, and everybody treats him that way, but... It's interesting to be around a guy like that. It was just,
yeah.
He's just, you know I'm the biggest thing here, and everybody's going to act like it, and blah, blah, blah. It's something.
Banker Vic Thadani, who I suspect is the kind of guy who would spit on you, then be surprised that you're offended, said, I learned about a great job opportunity at a private cigar event on the patio of that club, a job that I eventually landed and catapulted my career to what it is now, managing billions of dollars for private equity and venture capital firms in the area. He wrote, to not close the rich guy cigar bar, even as he supports the ban for poor people.
That is pretty
weak. It's astonishing.
If you're going to make the argument that, hey, I'm a citizen of this country, I'm a grown man, I'm an adult, I can do whatever I want, fine, but not the I get to and they don't.
Well, he literally said, I'm more important. My job is cool, so I should get to smoke. Here's Rabbi Stephen Weil.
And Arnold's was, I buy my stuff. My stuff's expensive. The people that buy cheap stuff, they shouldn't get to smoke it.
Right.
Stop whining.
Here's this rabbi. The Grand Havana Room attracts thoughtful people who want to engage in thoughtful conversation. It has shaped the film, music, and financial industry.
Not dumb people who are smoking on the corner. They shouldn't have the right to do it. They're dumb. I'm smart.
Well, Rabbi, with all due respect, what the hell does the tobacco have to do with those conversations? Or... You know, why don't you not support a ban unless you're willing to ban it for yourself, you hypocrites?
Stop it.
Marshall, we're going to get you.
Whoa.
We see you driving.
This is a threat. All right. That was weird.
Does he mention Final Thoughts?
Here's your host,
no.
Joe Getty.
All right, now it's Final Thoughts. Let's get a Final Thought from everybody on the squad. Michelangelo, Final Thought?
Yeah, today we talked about the favorite states and how they were ranked. My favorite's Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, and Colorado, the four corners. You can put two hands in one and then your two legs, and you're in all four states. It's just a blast.
Wow. Everybody should do it once. Positive Sean, Final Thought?
It's just a blast.
Yeah, I believe I'm going on a personal best for longest time without a haircut. It is getting rather shaggy.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I can make it to Sunday, though.
Well, yeah, okay. So you're going to cut it.
Not all the way off. I just need to trim it up. It's getting a little wild.
Marshall Phillips, Final Thought?
Well, it's not over yet. I just saw a report that Nancy Pelosi is announcing she is now praying for the president and praying for the nation. So on it goes.
To Satan, I assume.
I don't
Jack,
know.
Final Thought?
Yeah, I just saw a tweet from Ice-T, the rapper and actor, how he's calling out Amazon because he almost shot a delivery driver. Yeah, him and me both. Amazon's got to come up with a way, some uniform or sign, so it's not just a sketchy car with a sketchy dude hanging around your front door at random hours.
Yeah.
You got to come up with a better system than that.
My final thought is, hey, Hanson, print out a list of all the Democrats running for president. We need to have the draft choices for our Democrat nominee death pool. Not literally death, but withdrawing from the race.
Political death.
Right? Political death, that's right. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
If I get a book deal, I don't care. Signed, Eric Swalwell. So many people to thank. So little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. That's the website. You can email us. Something we ought to be talking about, or you have an opinion? Everybody does. Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com.
We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
The show's over.
Bye-bye.
It's almost like people don't want to get their dresses from a barn anymore.
Armstrong.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.